Performers in broadcasting have to have a sense of humor to survive the tension of live programming. Very often they relieve their pent-up pressures during rehearsals. Here is a rare, treasured rehearsal session revolving around one of radio's best-known and longest-running series.
Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Oh, this is the loneliest jailhouse I was ever in, Matt.
All right. Oh.
Got to back it.
Mr. Dillon, I scunned my knee again.
Kitty, get that goddamn thing out of here.
Oh, Miss Kitty.
Was it something scary at Chester?
Oh, worse than that. Oh, that new hotel's on fire.
On fire?
And old Enoch San Jim Dobit. Oh, my knee's killing me. You better get down there, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, dear. True. Day and night. That goddamn shrimp curry does it every time.
How many riders you got out at your ranch?
Oh, about 20.
Well, I want 15 of them.
What?
I want them here in Dodge. We're going to put a guard around this building 24 hours a day.
I can't spare no 15 men, Shank. Who's going to watch the store?
You ain't moving cattle this time of year.
Of course not.
Well, then 5 riders are enough for that. You want this hotel to go up, or don't you?
All right, I'll send for them.
Say,
oh, shit.
Ain't that... No,
Christ.
Morning, Marshal.
Dobby.
I suppose I'm getting the blame for this.
Oh, yes, you are.
Why aren't you arresting me?
I've known you for a long time, Dobby. You're a pig-headed and you can be downright mean. But you don't fight this.
You make it hard.
I don't know what the fuck I'm laughing about. You can thank me by laying off Enoch Mills for a while. There's going to be enough trouble without your making any. Oh, God.
Hello. Morning, Mr. Rodkin.
You look dressed for traveling.
I've been looking over some land up north the last couple of days.
How'd you have a good trip?
Fine, except for crossing the Pawnee. It was almost in flood.
How'd you make it?
I was lucky, Chester. Some cowboys were taking a herd across, and they gave me a hand.
Swimming a herd across the Pawnee this time of year?
Yes.
All right, hold him, Chester.
Suppose burning my hotel down was nothing?
Oh, it wasn't a hotel. It was only just the frame of one. Is that about right?
Chester, I'm beginning to think you and the marshal are both in on it. You're such big friends with Jim Dolby.
You'll believe most anything, won't you, Enoch?
Anything but what you tell me, Marshal Dillon.
Yeah,
this.
That's true.
Sure enough, true. Now I'm getting out of here. I got nothing to say to you, and you've got nothing to say to me.
God damn it, my ears. Stronger than you'd think.
Don't know why I come in the first place.
Now, wait a minute, ain't I?
Marshal, make it faster.
I will. We haven't got much time. Hello, John.
Oh, I didn't know you were here.
Have you paid for those cattle yet, Leeds?
No. The boss will be here any minute to collect the money.
In get fact, that
that's
that
them riding him now.
John. Pay him, Leach. We'll wait in the other room.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, Marshall. Come on, Enoch. Oh. Getting yourself in deeper and deeper, Marshal. But I'm about to say that you won't go to jail. They're going to lock you up in a madhouse.
Quiet now, Enoch, and listen.
Where'd he go?
You the boss of that outfit that just went by?
Enoch Mills is the boss. I run it for him.
Whoosh.
Come on, give me the money. I ain't got all
That's
day.
Bill Shank.
Well, hurry it up, mister. Where's the money?
Oh, I'll kill him. I'll kill him with my bare hands.
You dirty thief, Shank. What are you doing here? Dylan.
Hold it, Shank. I said hold it, Shank.
Hold it.
Bang.
Bang.
Can't I set it down now?